Maureen Dillon Teasdale for CJMQ 88.9 FM. And today we have Emily Mason with us, Isabel Ann Ricard, and Annika Braun, and they're going to be talking about the Model UN. So, and this is at Bishop's. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so first question, what is Model UN?
Well, Model UN is a prestigious academic program that is offered at Bishop's University. A small number of students every year are accepted to the delegation, which then participates in various simulations throughout the year. It's a full year course, and then they all travel to New York for an international conference.
Okay, so that's kind of the height of it. You study all year and prepare for this.
Exactly. The course is a preparation for the final conference that is in New York. Mm-hmm. So throughout the year, we do practices, we work on our speeches, and we prepare papers, and then we get to New York, and that's kind of, the height of the course, I guess.
It's okay. Meant to simulate a real experience as a delegate working in the UN.
Okay, interesting. Okay, and as we were talking, I thought it was just for the political science students, but one of you told me it wasn't.
Yes, that's right. So the Model UN experimental learning experience attracts students from all sorts of different disciplines. Like last year, for instance, we had a student from psychology join the delegation to learn the complexities of higher level decision making. So it's really attracted students from a wide variety of disciplines, yes.
Okay, and Emily, you're in political science, and let's see, Isabel, here.
I'm honors in international studies, which is also kind of political science, and I'm doing a international major in German studies as well.
Oh, wow, yeah. Okay. And Annika?
I'm doing a double major in political studies, and my second major is in English literature, so completely different, but the skills that we learn in Model UN can apply to both, which is really interesting. Yeah.
Okay. And what's your incentive for going to the New York?
I think for me, helping with public speaking is one big thing because we have to do a lot of speeches. So we have to practice our speeches, speaking in front of, for some, a very big company, like a lot of people. Also, just learning about international diplomacy is a skill that, for me, I might have to use later on in life, depending on where I want to work. So I thought it was a good practice for this.
It is.
And also just in general, gaining real life experience. It's hard to know in a university setting what it will be like to work in the public sector, in politics, in English, working for an NGO, or even as just in a regular office job, being able to work with others, as Isabel said, decision making or speech making, public skills, learning how to properly communicate with others, write emails, write papers, everything like that. It covers all of those bases.
Okay.
And I guess what I hope to acquire from this experience is the, as I might have mentioned before and highlighted, the exceptional learning experience. The first time I arrived at Bishop's, I heard of this simulation and I knew I wanted to partake. I wanted to learn what it's like to learn in the classroom and then apply the skills to the practical field. And what's awesome about it is we're actually going directly to the belly of the beast. We're going to New York, to the United Nations headquarters, to practice what we learned in our courses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds fascinating. So do you know how big a group you'll be talking to?
Depends. I'm in the GA1, so it's one of the biggest, and it's a few hundred people in one room. So a lot of people. Like, not everybody will do speeches, but if you get to do a speech, it's a really, really good practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Over the course of the conference, there are two rounds of the conference because they can't accommodate all the students from around the world all at once. Mm-hmm. So there will be two GA1 simulated. Sure. So the total is 20,000 students from around the world.
Oh my goodness.
So it's huge, but we'll be there with 10,000 other people at a time going through the conference. And Emily and I are actually partners on UNEA, which is one of the environmental committees.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow, that's fascinating. I didn't realize. Yeah. So students from all around the world, from various universities?
Yes. I think they do conferences not only in New York. We're going to New York one. There's one I heard in China. So it's not just people from around here. It's really the whole world.
Yes.
Everybody participates. Yeah.
New York is one of the largest, as far as I know. And this weekend coming up, we're going to the Quebec Model UN, which is just Quebec universities, all of which will then be going to New York in March.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Where do you go for that?
University
Laval.
Yeah.
Yes.
Laval. So you're all going to Laval this week?
For one day. It's like a... instead of doing it in 1 week, which is New York, we're doing everything in 1 day. So it's also a big practice because there's also a lot of people. But yeah, it's a good practice for New York.
It is. Doing it. Yeah. Okay. How many days in New York will you be?
March 23rd to 28th, I believe, is the dates. So 6 days and 5 nights in total.
Okay, that's exciting. Any of you have been to New York before?
I have, yes.
Yeah, I have, yes.
This will be my first time. I've never been. Yeah, we won't have a lot of tourism opportunities, but...
I think we said we might, because we're representing Honduras. That's the Bishop School is representing Honduras, so we might, I think, go see a few places in New York. We have a little bit of time off, so I think that's what we're gonna do, and the conference is like maybe 5 days out of that, so
yeah. Well, so you'll get to meet a lot of people too and do some networking.
Yes. I believe one of the main outings is we tour the main UN building. Most of the conference proceedings we can't actually be in the UN headquarters itself. So we'll be in different sort of conference rooms, but we do get to have one session in the main UN building. They try to organize that every year, which will be really, really interesting. And yeah, just touring all of the main political headquarters that are in New York, because it's such a hub for diplomacy and international cooperation and all of that. It's really interesting.
Yeah, really exciting. Now, you've been writing a lot of papers and...
Yes. Well, we have to prepare. So we have topics when we're here there in New York.
Right.
So we had to prepare some information on each topic, depending on which one will be chosen in New York. So we did have some papers to write, a lot of research to do, but it's research that will be used when we're there. So it's very interesting.
Okay, what are the papers about? Different?
One of the topic was, well, it depends on each committee. So my committee is the GA1, so we have a topic on nuclear, a topic on cybersecurity, and a topic on space and using,
space exploration.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. So it depends on each committee, but so we all had to do different types of research, which is interesting also.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the end of the conference, the goal is to have gotten together with a number of other countries and come up with a firm resolution that will be drafted into the UN body, which is very interesting. It's difficult because at the end of the conference, you could have put all of this work into it, spent a full 6 days writing resolution, working with other countries, practicing diplomacy, and then it's voted down. So all that work could be gone, or it could be drafted into the Model UN resolutions for that year, which is very, very exciting.
Yes. That is exciting.
And for those who don't know what resolutions are, I just want to clarify. It's essentially solutions to world problems. So it's quite intriguing that we're at the university level and we're being taught to try and solve the world's problems with other students.
Mm-hmm. That's really exciting, though.
Yes.
Yeah. How do you get to be chosen to speak in front of a group?
Well, when you're in your conference, when it's happening, you basically have placards with your country name on it, and the person at the front, which is the dais, they will choose you. They will choose people to speak. There's a speakers list, and usually people will get to speak at least once. So usually you have a speech prepared, and yeah, it's kind of also to tell the other people there what your ideas are. That's why the speeches are there, to kind of bring them to your side. Tell them, I want to do this, I'm for this, and you should come and join me.
Yes. Okay. The format itself, it's trying to communicate with other countries and find other people that you could possibly work with towards common goals. And in that way, they will be more likely to commit themselves to different causes or agree to certain resolutions once they are put on the table. And the dais who is running it is generally someone prominent but impartial in politics who can chair the proceedings and make sure everyone's working well together and seamlessly and respecting the institution itself.
Okay, sounds great. Well organized.
Yes.
Okay, now to the interesting part. You're having some fundraising for this.
Yes. So right now we do have some fundraisers on the go at Bishop's, but we do have a GoFundMe page on Facebook, and we're looking to get some traction with that because, as you know, the Canadian dollar is weak relative to the American dollar, and we have to fund out of pocket for this trip. A portion of it, and mind you, we have to pay for our meals out of pocket. As I said, the Canadian dollar's weak, so we could use anything we can. And as well, we accept donations through Bishop's University.
Mm-hmm.
And I think obviously a week in New York is usually not cheap, and we're very, very happy to be able to go like a whole 5 or 6 days in New York. Mm-hmm. So obviously any kind of donation is appreciated to help us go through that. Just staying in hotels, the meals, I think the whole trip there.
It's the conference itself is expensive because we do have to pay for the conference rooms, and it's a very large organization. And Bishops has been generous enough to fund part of this program. Mm-hmm. And the alumni often give very large donations. But in the past, some of our greatest contributions have been from local businesses and from the people in the Lenoxville and this whole area. Which is very, very beneficial for us because it makes it possible for us to go to this conference every year and continue to represent Bishops, especially because the university is trying to become more of a contender on the greater academic plane of Canadian and North American universities. So conferences such as this and other ones that have been gaining greater traction at Bishops are very important for that image.
Good. Well said. The Bishops University Facebook page has a section for this? Or?
Yeah, we'll make sure that it's shared on there so that when people hear this, they can go to that.
A is to get in touch with Bishops University?
Dr. Heather McKean Edwards or...
Yes, like you can donate through the university, and you could specify that you want your donation to go to Model United Nations, the Department of Political Science, Politics, and International Studies, and it will make its way through.
Good. Yeah. Well, that sounds good.
Yes.
And you say you're getting some traction, but not a lot so far from me.
It's been a little slow. I think we've been very busy this past. We wanted to do it last semester. We've been very busy, but I think now this semester we do have a few things coming up. We've been planning fundraising events at Bishops mostly to go, you know, before we go to New York, maybe some after when we come back. So,
but we want to reach out into the community more. And what's exciting about the Model UN itself is that in past years, even though Bishops is a small school, we have gotten recognition and won various awards at this conference, especially with our individual delegates for their own position papers and how they acted within their committees, which is a huge deal because at a conference of 10 to 20,000 students, to get singled out is very special and very rewarding. So that's what we're hoping to continue for this year.
Yes, certainly an experience and a huge honor, too.
Yeah.
Okay, now you've had some fundraising. What kinds of fundraisers have you had?
We do, so at the school, we have gate nights or we have happy hours. So we've we've sold things during those nights where students come in. And so we've gotten a bit of money from that. We're also planning maybe later something like a plant sale. Also just selling also various things in the sub where a lot of Bishop students are going through. So we're thinking, and a lot of also professors are coming. So we might get some donations from those.
Good.
In the future, we're going to be planning a couple more bar nights where we'll be getting a percentage of the drink profit. But as well, just smaller sales, we'll be having a trivia night if we can get the booking for that, and just various different opportunities where we can make small bits of money here and there and just all getting as involved as possible in the fundraising process.
Yeah, because it all adds up.
Yeah, it really does.
Do you wanted to say something, Emily?
I don't think I have anything to add. I think my teammates and my colleagues have really highlighted the importance of our fundraising. So this is all the initiatives we have as of now, but we probably will have more, perhaps more, throughout the semester.
Yeah, good. Certainly a worthwhile event.
Yes, really.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Hey, everyone. I'm part of this year's Model UN at Bishops University. If you want a way to help out and give back to the community, the Model UN team is looking for funds to go to New York for 6 days and 5 nights. We would generously consider your donation. You can go to CJMQ's Facebook page and link to their GoFundMe page, or you can donate directly through Bishops University towards the Model UN team for 2018-2019. Every contribution counts, and we greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.